Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's Mr. Constant with the Astro Blast podcast, along with my sidekick,
Mrs. Bernard.
Hey, Mrs. Bernard, how are you? Happy Friday. And we have a special guest today because today is Cinco de Mayo.
Woo-hoo.
And who is our guest today?
Our guest today is Senor Frank.
Senor Frank.
Hello, Senor Constant, Senor Bernardo.
Hola.
Hola. How are you?
Excellent.
Wow. A plus for you.
Right? Nice. I remember about two sentences.
So we brought Senor Frank on with us today to talk about the origins of Cinco de Mayo. Everyone gets all excited about Cinco de Mayo, and we wanted to make sure we had a educational piece today.
Excellent. The first thing all the Spanish teachers across America are walking into their class today and telling their kids, Cinco de Mayo, clase, it's not Mexican Independence Day.
Right.
So let's just clear that up. Oh,
right away. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Is this like Hallmark creating Valentine's Day? So it's for the Mexican restaurants and to create? Yeah.
There's some legitimacy to,
oh, good.
To this holiday.
So let's hear about it.
So is it okay if I eat tacos today?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
Or a burrito.
Whatever. Enchilada. Go for that.
Oh, yeah.
Something encebollado. One of my favorite words. All right. First of all, let's just talk a little bit about the Cinco de Mayo. It is a true celebration, but really it's not a national holiday in Mexico. I hate to break your hearts.
So do we celebrate it more than they do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Interesting.
But it's kind of interesting to think about when we were kids, no one talked about Cinco de Mayo. So we've seen this holiday evolve in the United States. But really it refers, and it is still celebrated, in a little town called Puebla back in 1862. So if you go back to 1862.
I remember that.
Yeah, Roger, you probably do.
He was like 12.
The French sent some soldiers over to collect some debt. 1861 wasn't a good year for the Mexican government, and they were in some economic hard times, and they quit paying their national debt, so the French came to collect and sent the troops over. So what happened is that you have a battle, but the Mexicans battled tough against outnumbered 2-to-1 troops, better guns, the French had better arms, and they won that. So that's kind of they celebrated the president, Benito Juarez, and declared the national holiday. Short-lived, though, his celebration, his jubilation, not that great. He died shortly after sickness, and then the French responded with sending an entire army over and taking over their country for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So...
Well, that's not very joyous.
No. Debts to the French.
Mm. Yeah. And the IRS.
No. So that holiday kind of died away because, obviously, it wasn't something that they loved in Mexico anymore thinking about. But it kind of gained steam in the United States during the 60s and the 70s when there was a Chicano movement.
Mm.
And then I think Budweiser and a lot of the alcohol.
Is that Cesar Chavez?
Cesar Chavez.
Out in the grape unionizing.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. As a history teacher,
I can contribute to this.
You got nothing
for. No, I know.
So, what do we have? Then we kind of move forward until the 80s when it really started gaining steam here.
Was right around when margaritas became a big chain.
So,
because really, isn't part of this is the industry? It's margaritas. It's Corona.
It's like the image of Santa that we have in our head is created by Coca-Cola.
What do you mean, image?
Sorry, spoiler.
What?
What's the age demographic we have here?
Well, our five listeners can
They're,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the image.
Five. We went up.
We did. Right. That's true.
But that's interesting to hear that there is real truth behind Cinco de Mayo. Like, it is something to honor our neighbors to the south.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of our biggest trading partners and
closest
alliance. But I will, one other little...
a nugget? One more nugget?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. 1862, Roger.
I remember that.
What's happening in the United States?
Oh, boy. Abraham Lincoln was working on the Emancipation Proclamation, but not quite there yet, but Civil War.
Civil War.
The U.S. Civil War. War. Yeah.
Not the song by Guns N' Roses.
Thank goodness I got that correct,
oh,
man.
All right, dynamite drop in. Thank you. But who is backing the Confederacy? what European power. I'll just help you out. The French.
Yeah.
Okay. So the French, then, because the Mexicans embarrassed them, had to dedicate more
to the
US. Funds, more, and then that actually had an effect on the United States in the North, because the French weren't able to financially back the Confederacy in the South as much, so they lost some.
This might be our most educational podcast ever.
I'm feeling smarter already. It's like
kidding. But that's really interesting information. Yeah. But there is a connection. So let's go to your point. You know, U.S. history is international history. There's always a link. When you look at history, you have to look at what's happening in the world. Just like today, you know, what's happening in Ukraine is affecting us. And all this is interlocked, intermingled, whatever you want to say. You know, the world works, while it seems so big, it's really a small world after all.
Oh, boy.
Mundo. That was so cheesy.
So on a different note,
what do we got going on?
Oh, yeah. So, Senor Frank, we do appreciate you being here. We're going to come back to you momentarily. But,
I can't get enough.
Once we hit May here at Pinkerton Academy, things start to really snowball.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
we're cruising.
Yeah, it is amazing. So we've got lots going on. Tomorrow, May 7th, is the Astro Fund. Is tomorrow? No, Sunday. Sunday. May 7th because it's Cinco de Mayo. So Astro Fund JLU benefit for Make-A-Wish Foundation on the varsity baseball field. They're doing a fundraiser. If you can get out there, please join them. What a great organization they do. That organization was founded through the Cecil program by Mr. Bartlett's team probably 20 years ago, and it continues on and it thrives. Mm-hmm. They do an amazing job.
Yeah, yeah.
Also on Monday, May 8th, is Math and Science Honor Society induction ceremony.
Yes,
congratulations
to
all
people.
Of those.
Yeah, to my people.
Yeah, good job doing that. We just had the World Language Honor Society about 2 weeks ago. I was there for that. It was outstanding. Shout out to Miss Mitchell, who ran that. She did a fabulous job. Really nice to see that. And we have on the 10th, that's probably next
Wednesday,
National Honor Society induction. Wow. Congratulations to all of those. And there will be a lot of them.
Miércoles.
Thank you. And that's about it for next week that's coming up. So there's lots going on. And as always, there's sports going on. I know tonight the Astros softball team takes on Londonderry Under the Lights at 7 p.m. in Londonderry. I'm going to try and be there. Who did?
They just won against
Keene. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they're coming around. They're starting to play good ball.
Yeah.
And our baseball team continues to thrive as well as our lacrosse. And if I'm missing anybody, keep up the good work and keep fighting the fight.
Exciting month.
Yeah, there's lots going on.
The weather has been dreary, but it's looking really good for next week. So I'm excited about that. But I do now want to kind of circle back for a moment. And I want to take a moment to talk about Teacher Appreciation Day week. So Teacher Appreciation Day was this past Wednesday.
Well, it was the
Thursday.
Week.
Well, no, there was a day.
Yeah.
But then we kind of celebrated faculty and staff appreciation this entire week. And I think it's so important that we just take a moment and thank those people who have devoted their lives, right, to educating others and caring for others. I know, all of us wouldn't be where we are today if we didn't have influential people in our life, you know. So,
agreed.
Yeah. So as you know, we have Senor Frank here talking to us about Cinco de Mayo, but he's also been a long-standing member of the Pinkerton community. How many years have you been with us?
29.
I knew that.
Holy moly.
Yeah. And you are now a lead teacher, correct? Is that what we call your title now? Lead teacher. Yeah. Good for you. Are you also a tech leader as well? Okay. But you are a lead teacher. So can you kind of give us that, what you do in that role as a lead teacher?
Yeah. That is an interesting role. I still am in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I get to do a lot of coaching, working with other teachers. There's a core of the lead teachers. We meet weekly and, hone our skills.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some tech pieces. So when you say tech leader, I try to promote the use of technology.
Well, we do use a lot of technology in the classroom. Every class uses technology. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for all you do.
Muchas gracias. So, I appreciate that moment of gratitude. And you guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Oh, we're not done with you.
Oh,
no, sir. We're still rolling here.
29
so,
years.
I know, you need to get going here because we're all...
Oh, that's amazing.
So Mrs. Bernard always likes to ask this question. I'm going to let her do her thing.
Yeah, so I think in the spirit of faculty and staff appreciation, we always kind of close with shout outs to people that, you know, that we appreciate or, you know, we want to recognize. It doesn't have to be in the Pinkerton community. It can be. So we kind of put that, like we throw that at our guests. All right. So do you have a shout out or that you would like to share?
A shout out. I'm going to go back to my 11th grade English teacher.
Wow.
All right.
This was like that teacher, you know,
yeah.
Really inspired me.
Yeah. Well,
Senor Hobart.
Okay.
Mr. Hobart, yeah.
Was he a Spanish teacher?
He was not. English teacher.
Oh, English. Yeah. You said that.
And he was. He would do these great dramatic readings of books and just, wow. You know, really connected with us. So.
Is that where you decided you wanted to be a teacher or just somebody who was influential to you?
Influential. When I think back, how did I arrive here? I kind of, a couple touchstones, a couple teachers.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow, they were really.
I think we all have that. Mine was an English teacher as well in my, I think it was my junior year. But really, it was a social studies teacher. Mr. White was a tremendous influence on me as well. So that's great. I love that you're doing a shout out to
going
old school.
Colonial High School,
wow.
Orlando, Florida.
Wow.
The Grenadiers, home of the Grenadiers.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We were the Golden Flashes.
Golden Flash.
Yeah, not Flashers, but Flashes. I know. Hey, anything else?
I think we should, so did you do a shout out then to your former teacher, or do you have another one?
That, not officially.
Okay.
I did do a shout out to Miss Mitchell already because of the World Language Honor Society.
Like
so I think you're up.
Teacher appreciation, you know?
Yeah.
So, there's so many people that I appreciate. But I think if we were looking at and reflecting at who made us who we are today, I would have to shout out to my former cross country coach, Ted Carey.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Special guy.
He, Pinkerton social media, they put out like teachers that you appreciate. And I really enjoyed reading what people, our community responded
mm-hmm.
with.
And, yeah, it was nice.
And his name was put out several times, which really made me think about that.
Mm-hmm.
He was somebody who just cared. And I think that's what makes so many of our faculty and staff special is that they really do care. So it's not a 7:15 to 1:58 job. It's mm-hmm. it's that they're all in. And when you know that somebody cares about you and they want to see you succeed, that motivates you as an individual. And he really he shaped my life. He made me who I am today. So
well, he did pretty well shaping you.
Hey, well, thank
you're
you.
A good person.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But, all right.
Yeah, so shout out to Ted Carey, but
for
also
sure.
Shout out to our entire faculty and staff.
Yep.
We have such an amazing group of people here in this community. And,
we do.
And I'm so proud of what we do here. So.
And we truly appreciate you all. So on that note, I think that's a good way to end our day. Have a wonderful weekend,
all right.
Everybody. Senior Frank, thank you for that. Thank you for that information today. Take care, everyone.
Bye, folks.